We are in Hilchas Krishma. We're about to begin Simin Nuntes. We'll be doing the first two Se'ifim. So the Mechaber begins, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Yotzer Or Vorei Choshech. Why is it that in the bracha of Krishma Shel Shachris, we are talking about the Bria of Choshech, which is by night? Tiknu lahaskir midas lailo bayom, lahotzim ileva apikorsim, sha'omrim shemisha bora or lo bora choshech. What we're trying to do is say that we are not those apikorsim who believe chalila that the one who created day is not the one that created night, the one who created light is not the one that created darkness. So we say yotzer or vorei choshech. The Mishnah Berurah here says you should be careful to say yotzer or and not yotzror. He also sends us to the Ber Hetev, where there are several different dikdukim in the nusach of the bracha. There are various minhagim and different words. But one thing the Ber Hetev brings down is that when you say Yotzer Or, you should touch the tefillin shel Yad. Vorei Choshech, you should be touching the tefillin shel Rosh. Sif Beis. Im To'o, the Omar Asher Bidvoro Mariv Aravim. If someone accidentally began and said Asher Bidvaro Mariv Aravim in the morning, he is saying the bracha of Arvis Bayom. So the Mechaber is going to go into the various ways that he can correct himself when they work and when they don't work. But one thing we get very clearly, the bracha of Yotzer or Bayom and Amariv Aravim by night, Asher Bidvaro Mariv Aravim by night, are ma'akev. If you say the night one by day or the day one by night, you're not Yotze. Now we can talk about the various combinations, but you clearly have to say the day one by day and the night one by night. So here someone started off and he said, Asher b'dvaro maravim v'niskar miyad v'omer yotzer or. He immediately switched to yotzer or. V'gam siyim yotzer amoros yotza. B'halachi is, if he started Asher b'dvaro maravim, caught himself, and now finished with the entire bracha of Yotzer Or, but he didn't say Baruch Atah Hashem again, he's Yotze. Now the Mechaber's Loshen was Miyad, from which the Mishnah Berurah is Medayik, that is Toch Kedei Dibur. It is only within four words of you said Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hashem Dvarim Aravim, and then you catch yourself, you didn't wait, you immediately said Yotzer Or, this way you don't lose the Baruch Atah Hashem. In the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah goes through all of this, and his Maskana is, that b'dieved, even if it's not Toch Kedei Dibur, your bracha read Yotzer Or Vorei Choshech Asher B'dvaro Mariv Aravim, and that is not a hefsik, you had a psicha and a chesima, and you're Yotze. Then the Mechaber goes on, and he says, Avolim Amar B'dvaro Mariv Aravim V'lo Amar Yotzer Or. If he did not say Yotzer Or, he said Asher B'dvaro Mariv Aravim, and then continued with either bracha, but ends off Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Ma'oros, even though he had a correct chasima, since his psicha was incorrect, he is not Yotze. O lo siyem Yotzer Ma'oros. What happens if he leaves out the chasima of Yotzer Ma'oros? He says Mariv Aravim instead. The halach is he is not Yotze. Says the Ramah, v'hu adinim lo amar tchila rak Yotzer Or im siyem Aravim lo Yotze. Not only does the Mechaber mean that if at the end of the what you did was you messed up the beginning of the bracha and the end of the bracha, you're not Yotze. What happens if you began Yotzer or you went through the entire bracha of Krishna Shel Shachris, but when it came to the Chsim, instead of Yotzer Amoris, you said Mariv Aravim? The halachi is that you're not Yotze, because the Psicha and the Chasima are both Ma'akif. Says the Mechaber, Avolim Siyim Yotzer HaMa'oros. What happens if someone begins Yotzer Or, and then in the middle switches to Mariv Aravim, and ends off Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaMa'oros, V'aloch is he is Yotze. Kiven Shepasach Yotzer Or Yotze, Afal Pi Sheifzik B'Mariv Aravim. Even though in the middle of the bracha you had the elements of Laila, as long as you had a Yotzer Or at the beginning and a Yotzer HaMoros at the end, the fact that in between you were mafsik with brachas of Laila does not mean that you are not Yotze. Now, what happens if you said the entire bracha correctly, except for the chasima, and now you want to change the chasima? So the Mishnah Berurah paskins, although there are different days, that if it is Toch Kedei Dibur, you can change it. So let's say someone said Yotzer over Echoshet, the whole bracha. Then at the end, by accident, he said Baruch Ata Hashem HaMa'ariv Arovim, and immediately Tol Kedei Dibur, he said Yotzer HaMoros. He is Yotze B'Di'evit. In a case where someone realizes that he wasn't Yotze, he said the wrong bracha, but he's already begun Ava Rabba. What does he do? So the Mishnah Berurah paskins that he's better off finishing Ava Rabba and then afterwards going back and saying Yotzer Or, because the Seder of the Brachas is not Ma'akiv. Rather than being Mafsik in the middle of Ava Rabba, going back and saying Yotzer Or, once he starts Ava Rabba, complete Ava Rabba. Then go back and he could say the entire Bracha of Yotzer Or.